Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. With me is Matt Dumont. Matt is a rising 2L at University of Maryland Law and teaches classes for us at LSATdemon.com. We have a question here from Mason. The question is, how do you use the demon wrong? You've been teaching with us since the beginning, Matt, of the demon, and you've seen a million students make a million mistakes. But I thought this was an interesting little question because, I don't know, what do you think? How do you see students using the demon wrong?
Oh my gosh. I'm like, first off, you're at the demon, so that's right. But like, how do you go wrong from there? I think one of the biggest things that people maybe don't take advantage of, and so it might be using the demon wrong, which I just think is such a funny idea, is not using the built-in blind review type things. So a lot of people on like drilling, for instance, you go through the process, you answer the question, and at the end of it, you click your answer and hit submit, and then it shows up red or whatever Demon 2.0 is gonna be doing. And people just click right through to the explanation and dive in. But there's a pause there built in. Like you have to click another button to advance, and people often just blow right through that. And they're missing the opportunity to blind review there, which we built in on purpose. Like it's there for a reason. Blind review is just so essential. Like you go back and you go, okay, well, I got this wrong. Now I know I got it wrong. Let me take another crack. Let me take another bite at the apple. And you're teaching yourself in that moment of going, okay, what did I miss? I must have missed something either in the argument, the question, what the answer choice I chose did, like all that kind of stuff. You're missing that apple.
I think I have a different definition of blind review than what some of our students have. I've heard people say, oh, I just wish you had the ability to blind review. And I'm like, you do. What? You immediately have the opportunity to do the question again. Now, you missed it, but you don't necessarily, you can turn off the right and wrong answers. And so you can just immediately do that question. Sure, I guess you know that the answer you picked was wrong because you just did the question. But the fact that you know that it's wrong doesn't mean you know what answer is actually right. Not only that, but you don't know why your answer is wrong, and you don't know why the right answer is right because you didn't even pick the right answer. So you have that time right there. And instead, Matt, what do they do?
They click right through. They get spoon-fed the right answer, which teaches them nothing. The explanations, I'm sure, will teach them something, but like you're missing so much more opportunity to teach yourself and learn from that question. Yeah. The question's offering you a gift.
Yeah. I mean, and I think even worse than that, Matt, I think a lot of people just click straight to the next question.
Yeah.
You know, it's absolutely, like, because all they care is yes or no, right or wrong. Did I get it or did I not get it? Oh, I got it. Great. Next one. Did I not get it? Okay, great. Next one. And I got a text actually from a tutoring student who's new to drilling. And he's like, well, so what's the goal here? Do as many questions as possible. And I'm like, no, dude, the point is not do as many questions as possible. The point is learn as much as possible from every question you do. And if you literally sat down, did one question, struggled with it, missed it, or just thought it was difficult or whatever, if you spend a half hour reviewing that one question and you actually learn something, then that's a victory. And I would much prefer you do that than do 30 questions in 30 minutes and learn nothing.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of that, so I guess I've never just thought about like how to use the demon wrong, like so explicitly. And you made me think of like a lot of times when people get it right, they also just click through to the next question. And they're, again, they might've gotten it right for the completely wrong reason or whatever. They might've gotten lucky. They might've been 50-50 and guessed whatever. And they're missing the explanations that are built into the demon by clicking through. Well, I got it right. I have nothing to learn about this. That's not true. The reason I got great at games, the reason why I scored perfectly on games was because even on the ones that I crushed. I got all the questions right, so I clearly understand it. Maybe I could have done it better. And so then I watched the videos from you and Ben, and I took that opportunity of like, yes, I understand this, but I want to understand it even better. And I think people are missing that opportunity as well.
Yeah, well, you've been doing this for a while now. I mean, every student who runs out of time on the games, they always want to look at game three or game four because that's where they ran out of time. And then you're always like, well, can I see what you did for game one? Can I see what you did for game two? And then they're like, oh, but I got those all right.
Yeah. But and did you like, do it as efficiently as possible?
Yeah. It took you 10 minutes or 12 minutes when it could have taken you 5 minutes. And we're not saying that you should hammer the gas pedal and try to go faster. That's the last thing we're saying. But we are saying that there might have been a shortcut. It's great that you got them all right.
Yeah.
But if you missed the shortcut and it took you twice as long as you needed to take, then that's your problem. Not the game three or game four where you ran out of time, but the game one or game two where you just, you did it okay instead of doing it great.
Yep.
Okay. So don't just click to the next one if you got it right. Definitely do take the opportunity to try to do the question again if you missed it. Don't just go straight into the explanation, but instead
blind review
it, then look at the explanation.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Matt. If you would like to get an item on the agenda for LSAT Demon Daily, just email daily@lsatdemon.com.